welcome to the next edition of Trail Talk SA. Brad Brown with you, and we're talking a race that just looks absolutely spectacular today. And it's a great pleasure to welcome from Cape Town Ultra Trail onto the show today, Stuart McConaghy. Stuart, welcome. Nice to catch up. It's been a bit of a up and down week in the mother city, a bit of rain around, but as we're speaking now, a beautiful day in the city.
Yeah, it is, and thanks for having me, Brad.
Stu, just I popped onto the website quickly just before we got you online, and those pictures are absolutely magnificent. You don't even need to tell us about the race. You can just show some of the pictures and say, you need to run this.
Yeah, I know. Look, it is pretty spectacular, but below those pretty images lies a pretty tough course, and you ask any of the runners from last year, and they'll tell you that there were times where they were obviously cursing us, and then obviously times where they had a chance to reflect when standing on those views and having a look around. But we were pretty happy.
Yeah, you guys have got a horrible canvas to work on, I must say. It's pretty easy putting on a spectacular trail run when Cape Town is the backdrop. But let's talk about the Ultra Trail as it is. 2015 will be the second running of it, and three distances. So a really nice variety that'll keep most trail runners interested.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, the 100K is obviously the big guy and something to aspire to. So what we kind of positioned it is, we set up the 20K and then the 65K as races where you progress through and hopefully, you land up running the 100K one day.
Stuart, I can't even wrap my head around 100Ks on the road, never mind 100Ks where you're climbing some brutal mountains as well, because it's not the easiest of running on the Cape Peninsula. Let's talk about that 100K route and let's just run through where it goes and what people or the brave individuals that decide to take on that 100 are in for.
Right. As you say, it is a very tough course, but it starts at Gardens Rugby Club, which is at the top of Orange Street. And we basically just shoot down through the city and then through the company gardens, up through Green Market Square, onto the Boer Kaap, and then up onto your first climb is from the Boer Kaap basically onto Signal Hill. And you run along the spine of Lion's Head, around Lion's Head on what we call the shoulder, and from there you obviously got beautiful views of the 12 apostles, and one of them is right at the end is Souther Peak, which you pretty much will be meeting at about just before halfway. Anyway, you get over Lion's Head and you climb Kloof Corner and then onto the lower contour, which then takes you to Platteklip, and you climb up Platteklip. Platteklip obviously being a pretty tough climb. From there you head off to McClure's Beacon. From McClure's you head over and down the back of the table and jump onto the Echo Valley Trail, which then it actually cruises along the back of the table for a while before you make your way through the Valley of Isolation, which takes you to the dams where you pick up your second aid station. From there, you on past the dams onto the concrete road and then down to Constantia Neck, and there's another aid station. You then run through Orange Kloof and then onto the Heart Bay Trail, which takes you to Llandudno. You drop down into Llandudno. The Lifesaver's Hut is a pretty nice spot to take a break, we feel, so the guys there. From there you jump onto the coastal trail from Llandudno through to Sandy Bay and then onto the beach at Sandy Bay, and all the way down, which is pretty seldom done outside of our race, I think, all the way down to the end of Sandy Bay to a place called Oderskip, where you then start your climb basically up the back of Souther Peak. So it's a stairway climb and then onto a level road for about a K and a half, and then the ascent of Souther Peak begins. Some of the guys said that last year that was probably one of the toughest parts because it does tend to come at about 12 o'clock. And that is, you know, midday sun. And no matter where you are, it just, you know, you're going at about 25 to 30 minutes to K and it's a slog. You're 50 Ks into the race. And, we had quite a few dropouts, around there. Anyway, from there you, go over the back of Souther Peak and then down through Carbonkelberg, into Hart Bay, where you go to the Hart Bay Yacht Club, where that's another aid station. From there you run along the beach and there's a trail just before the river that winds its way up, up the valley and with a bit of road. So some of the guys are pretty happy to see some road, about then. And then it veers off back onto the river, where you keep climbing and then, join up with a place called Clay Cafe, which is then, your next aid station. From there, you climb up, out the back of Clay Cafe onto a jeep track, which takes you to Constantia Neck. Then from Constantia Neck, you will then drop down through various wine farms, into Groot Constantia, where you meet up with, another aid station and quite a big one, big transition area. From there we wind through Klein Constantia, Baden Verwachting, and then make your way back through, the green belts of Constantia, which we find it's a really nice section. You can run it, and you know, it's a chance for spectators to catch up with you. Anyway, from there, we climb up at Cecilia Forest back onto the contour path, leading, through Newlands Forest. And then at Newlands Forest, you drop down, into UCT, where it's your last aid station. And, from there, you climb to Rose Memorial and then up to the blockhouse. And, that is pretty much your climbing done. From the blockhouse, you make your way around on the lower contour path to the saddle path, where you drop down and then make your way through Deer Park back to the finish at Gardens Tech Rugby Club again.
Stu, that sounds, I mean, just hearing you talk like that, it's magnificent. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It is spectacular, but it is brutal. 100 Ks, I was looking on the website as well, 4,400 meters of elevation gain, 15-hour cutoff. It's not for the faint-hearted, and you've obviously got qualifying times that people need to adhere to in order to run this thing. This isn't one that you decide on a whim you're going to run. You need to put in some hard graft and be a fairly decent athlete to do it.
Yeah, especially with the, like you said, with the 15-hour cutoff, it just forces guys who haven't put in a sufficient amount of work to push maybe a little bit too hard in places. And we found that was the cause of a lot of issues last year. Was guys were just, you know, that thought of the clock ticking all the time just adds an extra dimension to what is, as you said, a very, very tough course.
And then the shorter distances, you've got the 65 and the 20, and we'll chat about the 20 in a mo, but the 65, there is very similar. Obviously, there's that one loop that you end up not doing, that the 100K does do, but there's no qualifiers, but the cutoff time's obviously a lot more lenient because you've got 15 hours on that as well. So that one is a really good challenge for someone who's obviously done some decent amount of training, but doesn't really need that time pressure that the 100K has got, and it's a pretty big ask as well. 65K is not easy, 3,000 meters of climbing. That one, I reckon, sounds quite appealing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's where we've positioned it exactly as that chance to, you know, to take it a little bit more relaxing, to maybe stop at the aid stations a little bit longer, to enjoy the journey, I suppose. And by no means is it an easy journey. You know, it still is a very, very tough course. And 65 Ks, I mean, that's 10 Ks. 10 Ks.
It's a long way.
Yeah, exactly. And the guys are, I mean, last year we had, you know, that was probably the most varied of the fields. You know, guys were top at the front end racing, But then the people coming in just before 15 hours, they were just as stoked as those guys winning the race, you know, and that's what's really special for us is, you know, to see those guys, in the 100, in the 65, coming in just before the cutoff and that sense of elation of knowing what you've achieved.
Sounds awesome. Stu, one thing I love about it, Stu, is that it's so varied. Like often you'll do a trail and it's in the mountains and the whole thing is mountains. Or you'll do a trail and it's in the forest and the whole thing is in the forest. But this one, you literally start in the city and there's mountains, there's forest, there's beach, there's a bit of everything on this.
Yeah. Well, one of the things is obviously Table Mountain is situated in such a classic city and we thought that, you know, we needed to touch base with parts of the city, especially those historical parts. So you're not just running in the bubble of nature. I mean, you do get your opportunity to run alone and to enjoy it, but to touch base with, like you said, the parts of the city, you know, Hout Bay, the winelands, the beaches of Llandudno and Sandy Bay, and then, you know, historically, UCT as well. So yeah, it was a very important part of the way we structured the course to allow spectators to join the journey, if you want to call it that, and simply just to capture the most of what we could out of Cape Town.
Let's talk about that 20 as well. Obviously, the ultras, the 65 and the 100 are for the guys and girls who are a bit more advanced and a lot fitter. The shorter distance, a lot more manageable for the masses.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we wanted to attract people and get them into trail and see that Ultra Trail Cape Town is a chance to see the best and to have a good day yourself. I mean, in the 65, there's a relay. So, you know, if you've done the 20, you can then say to a mate, well, hang on, why don't we try the relay, which is split between 30 and 33 Ks. So there's a gradual step up there as well. But to be honest, I mean, that 20 K is also a tough 20 K. I mean, there's over 900 meters of climbing in it. And, you know, but cruising around the lower contour path of the city, it will give any trail runner a thrill because it is such an iconic trail.
Without a doubt. Stuart, I was chatting to John Hamlet, who coached Gift Kalehe, about a week and a half ago, and he was saying, hey, we're going down to the Ultra Trail Cape Town. That's good news for you guys.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we are over the moon about that and to have a runner like Gift, accept our invitation was a dream come true. I mean, we really want to, expose the talent that is in South Africa to trail and to the rest of the trail world because we feel like, you know, there's Ryan Sands is out there, but we think there are a lot more, hidden away. You know, with the Comrades being such a classic race, the transition between the two, we had to tap into it.
You talk about Gift Kalehe. I mean, Comrades Marathon champion. Is he going to be running the 65 or the 100, or is he sticking to the 20 as he committed yet?
No, he's definitely going for the 100.
Oh wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, he's he's very keen on picking up that title. He's not coming down on a holiday, as far as what we've spoken to him. So yeah, we're very very excited about seeing him exposed to the trail. I mean, he said to us that a lot of the training he does back home is on dirt roads and jeep tracks and trail. He said that's where he's happiest. So he was more than happy to accept and we are over the moon about it.
That's awesome. Stuart, as far as other names, I mean, is anyone else confirmed as it stands right now?
Yeah, look, we've got a strong men's field and the ladies field is probably, more littered with stars, with, you know, Landy Kreling, Linda Doak, Chantal Nienaber, who's recently done the SA team. And then obviously last year's champ, Nicolette Griffin, and one of the stars or surprises we managed to get through was, Sally McCrae, who came in the top 10 of last year's Western States. And Sally's got a film called Western Time, which blew up on YouTube, about her journey in Western States. And she actually spent time in Cape Town. So when we contacted her, she was absolutely over the moon. So we're very excited about that.
See, that's a bit of a scoop indeed. As far as entries go, it's as we record now, 3 weeks, three months out to race day. Entries open, entries available. I know the shorter one will probably sell out and max out because you do need to limit numbers. You can't have the world and his friend on those trails. What are we looking at and when do they close? And obviously people should get in sooner than later.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the 20K, we do expect it to sell out. Entries close the first week of September, which is a month before race day. You know, the 100K, we do have space and we don't expect to sell out, but, for any chaps out there who think they can do it or need to chat about perhaps doing it, then they must just get hold of us and we're happy to open up that conversation.
It's all happening on the 3rd of October in the Mother City. Stuart, I know you guys are trying to twist my arm to do the 65. I'm probably going to have to give it a bit more thought, but I'm definitely keen to come down. And, you know, I'm a sucker for punishment. I probably will end up doing it. So I'm doing the Montessauces in September, so I'm not quite sure how the body's going to hold up after that. But, I think I'm game. So we'll definitely chat in the weeks and months to come. Stuart, is there anything else that people should know? I mean, if they want to find out more about it, the website, ultratrailcapetown.com. Do yourself a favor. We'll pop the links into the show notes as well. Just do yourself a favor and go and check out some of those pictures. If that doesn't make you want to run this race, I'm afraid nothing will.
Yeah, no. From our side, you know, we are just very excited to present again and to step up on what last year was a very, very successful day for us. We're very excited about a couple of new features with live tracking, the guys from USL.TV are coming out to film and present, and they're actually working at Western States this weekend, and so there are a couple of things that we're really aiming to match from last year and to better, so I think people will really, really enjoy their time.
Website, ultratrailcapetown.com. Go check it out. Stuart McConaghy, thank you so much for your time today. And I look forward to being part of it in 2015. It looks absolutely spectacular. And I'm sure you guys are going to put on a great show once again this year.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks very much.